This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Donald Trump and Republicans just celebrated voting to let thousands of Americans die so that billionaires get tax breaks. Is that really what you think is happening here? Do you think thousands of Americans will die?
Absolutely. People are going to die if their bill ever became law.
It's actually producing policies that are going to kill people. Thousands of Americans would die.
People are going to die if that health care plan went through.
There's no question that people will not only lose their health care, but many will lose their lives.
The old time of civility needs to go.
I'm going to lose a lot of folks. People are going to die. Die.
The Republican health care plan is this. Die quickly.
Run, everybody, run.
Wow.
Whoa. It's all, you know, you want to talk about a doomsday prognosis? The Democrats should be all arrested and forced to receive Obamacare until they die. And now it's not me wishing death upon them, but I mean, this is the kind of pronouncements that are just so. You start this way, Super Don. I got no chance to ramp it up. I'm already there.
Sorry, you're speechless. I know.
Oh,
it's frustrating.
Man.
It is frustrating to see this stuff, watch this stuff, hear this stuff.
Wow.
Man, this is the reason why so many people have become so disenfranchised with politics and what's going on and voting and all that kind of stuff, because the dog and pony show, right? I mean, that's what this is all the time, where it's just, you're going to die, and what about the children, and all the old people are going to die, and kids are going to starve, yada, 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 whatever. This stuff never happens. It never comes true.
It's a drug and pony show, or it's drug the pony show, and the pony are your kids.
So much theater. I'm just, yeah, it's very frustrating.
Listen, if there was ever any hope that there could be an adult discussion in the hallowed halls of Congress with the Democrats, it's at this point, unless you're on major league drugs yourself, you've got to see, well, there's no hope there. That party is done. It's toast. There's no coming back from this. Now, this is not the ringing endorsement of Robert Scott Bell Show going, hey, the Republicans got all the answers. That's not at all it. In fact, with very rare exception, they don't have any answers to this. You know, we played a clip the other day, I think, from Rand Paul talking about freedom, free market. I think it was weird because it was a question from Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe, and he had a moment of clarity to ask actually a good question. But, of course, they couldn't go in depth into the answer to the crisis, which is not more medicine. And let's be honest about what the proposed health care change as it stands now would be. Not elimination or reduction in the actual expenditures to, for instance, Medicaid. Just a reduction in the growth. Again, this is always the end of the world. If you reduce the rate of growth, it means you're cutting it and old people are going to die. If you've all been paying attention to me, or Super Don, or many of our guests over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll recognize the greatest danger to life and limb is the status quo as it is today in what we call, wrongly, health care. If you do nothing and you keep it the way it is, it's exactly the way the Democrats described it. We're all going to die, right? Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. In fact, if it's not hundreds of thousands, maybe it's more than that, because they trotted out Nancy Pelosi, and I don't know how many statin drugs she's on, but every time she speaks, I just don't know if she's been drinking heavily or if she took one too many statins. Give a listen to her prognosis to the Republicans' proposal that isn't even voted on yet.
Many more people, millions, hundreds of thousands of people will die if this bill passes.
Did you hear that?
Hundreds of millions? I mean thousands, trillions?
Millions.
Listen to this.
Hundreds of thousands of people will die if this bill passes.
But before that, she said millions. It's absolutely staggering that there's no cognitive thought that is rational coming from Democrats on this whole discussion. Those of you who think if we would only have a universal single-payer system, I get the sentiment. Believe me, Super Don, I'm not a cold, heartless, cruel homeopath. I understand where people are coming from and wanting that. But do you really want that? Because as it stands today, the pharmaceutical industrial complex has captured our government, all of its regulatory agencies. So all of the things that would be covered under a universal system are, well, the only thing that would be good that would be covered is an acute crisis intervention. In other words, you could go to an emergency room or something along those lines, and you wouldn't be bankrupted because you got into a car accident or, you know, some tragedy befell you of an acute nature. Okay? That is where modern medicine, allopathic medicine, absolutely truly shines, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But that's like 1%. If you want to go between 1 and 10%, I'll give you some leeway there, of all of the expenditures in modern medicine. The other 90 to 99%, somewhere in there, is going to chronic disease management, creation and management, disease creation and management. In a system that the Democrats are so in love with that just the mere thought of reducing the rate of growth to any of their beloved programs, it means hundreds of thousands of people will die. Of course, it belies the fact, even in the peer-reviewed literature, from the Journal of the American Medical Association to the New England Journal of Medicine to Lancet and around the world and back again. For decades now, they've known this, that those hundreds of thousands of people that Nancy Pelosi was referencing, I think it was millions or was it hundreds of thousands?
Millions. Millions of people will die.
Okay. Millions, no hundreds of thousands. Well, it's true, Nancy. Millions have died to the system that you say you don't want reduced even a fraction of a penny in the rate of growth. That is allopathic modern medicine, the medical monopoly that was, you know, basically really supercharged after the demon spawn of IG Farben were birthed when they were broken up after World War II, but preceded in 1910 by the Flexner Report here in the United States to establish one form of medicine above all others, and no others would be legitimate. It would be considered quackery or something along the terms that it would be discredited in the eyes of the public, and the public who would become just so amazed and worshipful of a new church, not in the Christian religion, not in the Jewish religion, not even in the Muslim religion, but in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, that they would worship there. And this is a sacrosanct scenario where Democrats are the proselytizers. These are the ones that go out, the missionaries, the medical missionaries, to sell drugs for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And they always say, well, it's the Republicans in bed with the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Give Trump credit because he talked about Big Pharma being the great danger here. What they are getting, the sweetheart deals that they get, the fact that they've been given carte blanche over the entire marketplace for medicine in America with no competition allowed. 106,000 people, Nancy Pelosi, die every year at the lowest of the low ends within the peer-reviewed literature acknowledged. We've argued that it's upwards of 784,000 Americans, maybe over a million every year, but even at the low end, at the lowest of low, which is ridiculous because it's not a real number, let's say 225,000, we're talking over 10 years, over 2 million. So the millions are right, Nancy Pelosi. Under the system that you want to defend and protect to the death of your constituents, the death of young people who are being injected like never before with aluminum and mercury, formaldehyde, the antifreeze, the foreign animal DNA and RNA, the foreign aborted fetal cell. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care about that, but all of these other things, disasters, starting off and then chemotherapy for every infection, real or imagined, destroying under the guise of an antibiotic, the guts, the immune system of every man, woman, and child who grows up in America under this allopathic medical monopoly. Unless you, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and you young millennials, parents-to-be, stand up against the pharmaceutical man and say, uh-uh, your hands are going nowhere near anymore, and your needles are going nowhere near my kids, our children. And I'm not saying the Republicans have got the answer by cutting the funds, too. I don't have a problem with them cutting funds, because it's all monopoly money anyway. They can print it. They don't need to tax you more. You just print it out of thin air. That's what they do already. But the idea is, let's get that Hegelian dialectic really cranked up here, Nancy and Democrats, because you'll say it's tax cuts for the wealthy so that poor people will die. Of what? Drug deficiency diseases? There are none. They need nutrition. They need detoxification. They need homeopathy. They need herbs. They need molecular hydrogen in their water. They need water filters. You doing anything, Nancy Pelosi, to provide water filters for the people of Flint, Michigan? How about in your district? Is there any contaminated water? As it appears to be everywhere. Super Don, I'm so disgusted with the Democrats, and it's not. Am I being too one sided here? Though, I mean, they're the ones that are making this stuff up at this point.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is they're the ones that are waving their arms in the air right now and going against what the Republicans are doing. And before that, it was the Republicans that were waving their arms and talking about how the world was going to end and women and children and grandparents were going to die because of Obamacare. You know, the truth is somewhere in the middle. But you're right. You know, I mean, every so many years, you're going to see this where the Republicans or the Democrats are going to rearrange the chairs on the Titanic, thinking that they're solving the problem, when in reality the problem is not going away because they're not addressing the problem at all.
No. It's the medical monopoly, folks. It's pharmaceutical constructs. It's molecular reductionism. It's synthetic toxic poisoning of the people under the guise of health care. And until you unplug yourself from that medical matrix, all the screaming and yelling by the Democrats, much less on the Republican side when that happens, are not going to solve the problem. But they don't want it solved. They want to bankrupt you. They want to poison you. They want to profit off of you. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours, and we actually talk about the things that bring that power back to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
By the way, in case any Democrats, snowflakes are crying right now, I'm going to give you a gift. Here's what it sounds like when you go in and listen to what the Republicans are doing, trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. All right. You happy now? I'm telling you, it's a mess. It's a mess. Stop looking to the federal government to fix the problems that they create. Right? That's one of the definitions of insanity. And keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We hope we bring some level of sanity back into the discussion, or if they're not going to be willing to discuss it with us, the real options for health care and healing, which is outside of the purview of the government, then we're just going to do it, because you know what? We don't ask for permission where none is required, right? Come on, boys and girls. Have we not grown up and put on our adult pants or skirts or whatever you wear? Right? Kilts? Doesn't matter to me. But at a point, when you become an adult, when do you stop asking permission of mommy, daddy, government to heal in a way that they don't approve of? I thought that's what it is. When you grow up, you get to do stuff that your parents don't approve of. I mean, you hope they do, but hey, if they don't, maybe they were wrong. And you're right. When it comes to health care, they're wrong. We're right. You want the freedom to screw it up? God gave me the freedom to screw it up. Lord knows I did early on to learn the things I've learned to get well and to help others to get well as well.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, here's the first question of the day. This one's coming in from Leanne. She says, RSB, since I have started using natural alternatives versus medications, did you check with your doctor on that, Leanne? Did you ask for permission from the government on that, Leanne? We've got to look, because we've got to be the medical police here now, because the Republicans and Democrats have it so screwed up that they like us to believe that we can't escape their evil medical clutches. even though there are some Republicans that I'll acknowledge, like Rand Paul, who gets that concept of freedom, not dropped too far from the tree, so to speak, with Ron Paul. But let's go into Leanne's questions here. She's feeling so much better having done that. It says so. She says so. But she says, I'm a bit confused if there's a difference between Hypericum, referenced in Unlock the Power to Heal, that's the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote together, and St. John's Wort. Is there a difference between Hypericum and St. John's Wort? Super Don, do you know the answer to that question?
Okay, so Hypericum, she's not talking about the homeopathic Hypericum, right? She's just talking about it in general?
Well, I think that she is because she's read it in the book, and I reference it as a homeopathic there. And I do acknowledge that they are the same thing by definition.
I think they're the same plant. I mean, Hypericum is just a Latin word for it, right?
Correct. Hypericum perforatum, and that is, in a homeopathic sense, how we refer to it, not St. John's wort. But for those of you wanting the common name, that's what it is. When we take it and make it a homeopathic remedy, it's diluted succussed to the point where it's not the same thing, even though it originated as the same thing. So Hypericum would be more indicated for nerve pain and injury, whereas St. John's wort, as an herb, is more indicated for mild depression. That's what mild to moderate depression. That's just one example. You know, so there's similarities, both working on the nervous system, apparently, but differently as a homeopathic. Okay. Also, Leanne continues, since Governor Scott finally signed the medical marijuana bill in Florida, would it be worth utilizing these alternatives or waiting for a prescription from pain management? No, don't wait. You know, especially if you're suffering in severe pain. This is a spiritual crisis. The government thinks it owns you, that it can prevent you from doing that which you deem to be necessary for your body. And incredibly, they're trying to continue to manage and control your efforts to utilize a plant that God created to manage your ailments, maybe to reverse them. So don't wait. But in the meantime, you can use the CBD from hemp that we get from pluscbdoil.com, available in all 50 states. I'll ship it to you directly if you can't find an independent retailer near you. PlusCBDOil.com, and RSB15 gets you 15% off your order when you do that, man. So don't wait. Finally, other than THC levels, is there really any difference between hemp and medical marijuana? Thanks again, Leanne. Well, some people refer to medical marijuana like, what was it, Charlotte's Web, for instance, which they still call medical marijuana because it's technically that, but it's a high CBD, low THC strain. But THC is THC is THC in a plant. CBD is CBD is CBD in a plant, whether it comes from what they call hemp or whether it comes from something that they call cannabis or marijuana, medical or otherwise. So measuring it out, if you're going to sell it in a health food store as a dietary supplement, it has to be from the industrial hemp plant at this point, unless you're in a state that has fully legalized it all the way. Hopefully that's helpful, Leanne. You let me know. We can follow up at another time. I've got more questions of the day coming up, some pretty intense discussions and observations from our really smart listeners. They're paying attention, and I'm so grateful because it brings me some calm and solace after hearing the Democrats telling everybody that hundreds of thousands of people are going to die if they reduce Medicaid.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we got Dr. Rashid Bitar joining us second hour to do some advanced medicine as we do each and every week here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Notes are up, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. And all that money you were going to spend on pharmaceutical drugs, save it up. Join me September in Curacao. That's right. An island man. We're going to be there with Dr. Sunil Pai, and we got some amazing things that are going to be happening down there. If you've been planning a vacation and we're wondering when should I do it in September. down in Curacao. Information is in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can go and listen. We had Dr. Pye on our Sunday broadcast yesterday, and it was a great discussion about where things are going. Broadcast healing from Curacao, as well as lecturing and eating organic food while you're at a fully all-inclusive resort. How about that for a vacation? That sounds pretty yummy to me. So we got that going on. Also, Super D, I went to a vape shop today. Have you seen those places? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I just want to see what's going on out there. And a nice guy was, you know, working behind the counter who runs the shop. Maybe he's a part owner. A little bit overweight, but I could see there were some health challenges he had years past. And we, you know, we struck up a conversation about CBD, you know, THC, all of the different things that are going on. And this guy has had so many back surgeries. He told me he worked with a neurosurgeon. I don't know if the neurosurgeon took pity on him or whatever, but he said he worked on him. He says, you're going to walk again, because this guy was injured in accidents to where he couldn't walk. And the guy got whatever. Again, this is where surgery is really amazing, when doctors can put you back together again. This is where I give all the credit in the world to allopathic medicine, when they're able to, in an acute crisis, put Humpty Dumpty back together. Here was a classic example of this. And guess what? This guy apparently didn't have insurance, or if he did, it wasn't adequate, and the surgeon donated his time for this guy to get the surgery. Yeah. I mean,
that's cool.
I didn't go in expecting that. But again, these are the stories that are very real, people giving of themselves to help other humans in need. But of course, charity, that's not part of the equation for the Democrats. They believe it has to be done at the force of a gun, which then it's not charity, it's theft, it's coercion, threats, duress, etc. And I go in there talking to this guy, and now he's managing his pain. I don't know if he was on a CBD or THC combo. I didn't get into the details of it. But he's vaping stuff. He says, I don't have to take any painkillers. This stuff, and I think it was mostly a CBD, but I'm not sure. I'll have to go talk to him again. And then as I'm about to leave, because I got to pick up my daughter at her dance class. She's doing like a four-hour dance intensives. It's like our summer camp stuff. It's fun for her. This lady comes into the shop, and she's asking about, do you have anything to vape that tastes like Big Red chewing gum? Big Red. I'm like, I think I remember Big Red. Wasn't that the cinnamon-flavored gum?
Yes.
It was so cinnamony, if I remember. And she said, yeah, her doctor had identified a spot on her lung, and she wants to quit smoking, and she doesn't know what to do. And so the guy says, yeah, I've got some things that, you know, can help you get off of that. That's great. And then she also says, yeah, and I'm also, I've got, they've diagnosed me with MS, and I'm trying to figure out a way to reverse it. I don't want to go on the drugs that they want to give me. So she, and this is a woman, she was overweight. She had been smoking probably her whole life. And she was now making decisions about her own future to come in here. And this was a step. It's like she didn't go to the doctor at this point. She's coming to a vape shop to figure this thing out.
Huh.
And little does she know, I'm there. And I say, MS, that's very reversible. And she's like, oh, my gosh, really? What do I do? I said, well, listen, I'm not going to say it's like you snap your fingers and it's done. You're going to have to change diet and lifestyle. And that's the hard work. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I know I have to do that. I know I have to do that now. It was like an acknowledgement. And this is not someone you would look, if you walk down the street, you would say, oh, that woman's six-pack of smoke cigarettes, you know, that kind of thing. No judgments, but I'm looking at this woman, and she's, I sincerely believe, ready to change her life for the better. So I wrote down my number. I told her about the book, read it, whatever. And if she calls me, I'll help her. I'm not going to charge her a penny, because this is what we can do. I'll just tell you, these are the things you can do. It's very simple. If you're willing to do it, and that's the key. Dr. Pataris brings that up. We talk about it together. We could say we do know how to get the body back in shape to overcome cancer and MS and things. But if the person that's been so diagnosed or is suffering in this way is not willing to do the things it takes to get well, all the knowledge of the world goes for naught. That's why it isn't about knowledge. Although they say my children perish for lack of knowledge. It's what do you do once you have the knowledge, right? Do you go out and live in the same way, eat in the same way? Or do you make a transformation because that power was always yours to heal? And I saw in this woman at that moment some inkling of a recognition that, oh, my gosh, there's a different future for me that is possible. Now, I don't know if she's going to call. It's okay if she doesn't. You know, may the blessings be. But there was a really unique experience that I did not expect just checking that out. And there'll be probably more stories coming out of that, Super D. That's pretty cool, though.
That is very cool. What were you doing in the vape shop?
Well, I was checking on the different vape machines.
Just checking it out, huh? Getting educated on the topic?
Well, heck yeah. I mean, we talk CBD all the time. Right. They've legalized it in Florida. Things are changing all over the place. And I was just like, I got to go. I got to check this out. And it worked out timing-wise. And, you know, this is where the serendipity of spirit guiding you. You don't know what to expect. And it was like a totally, every bit of that was rich with experiences that were enriching to me as I was interacting with these two humans that I'd never met before in my life. Really cool stuff. So get out there, folks, and you'll be guided. You may learn, you may teach, you may do a combination of both, but in either case, those exchanges are indeed healing. Now, we do have another question of the day that's sort of a comment of the day, but I want to dive into it as I've been sharing some stories here, and I love it when you share stories with us. Steve AG, yes, I'm talking about you. He says, hello, RSB at Super D. I feel like I'm dominating the QOTD, COTD, so please don't feel obligated to read this on the air, but I must get this out. Steve AG brings it. You know, he would have to try hard for me not to bring it out. He'd have to say, please don't share this on the air for me not to share it on the air. That's how good Steve has been. Listening to Chris Barr talking about historical governmental studies concerning what are key elements to the prevalent conditions of our time. When did we have Chris on? Last week? Twice? We had him on Sunday as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. My gosh, the archives are getting better and better. I don't know how it's possible after all these years. If you miss a show, you do miss a lot. So go back and listen. Go to SoundCloud has it at robertscottbell.com. GCN or Syndicator has it. Our archives are available. Sometimes our syndicated broadcasters also carry it. So he says, I can't help but feel that this was all by design, right? This is the big question of conspiracy, right? I was wearing my conspiracy reality T-shirt today. And I thought twice about what shirt I was going to wear to the vape shop. I had two Bob Marley shirts I was going to put on. I had my Bob Marley shirt on. And then I'm a little nervous. I'm thinking, you know, cops see you walk into a vape shop. You got a Bob Marley shirt on. You're like, maybe that.
I'm surprised you didn't wear your Yoda OG shirt that you got at the Cannabis Cup.
I know. It would have been like, come and arrest me. Come and arrest me. No. So I put on the conspiracy realist shirt and went in there. So, no, we're realists about this, Steve. You know that if you've been listening, as you have for a long time. Steve says, chromium and diabetes, selenium and cancer, silica and degenerative conditions. Does Chris Barr have any historical record on iodine and others like it that seem to have been refined, depleted out of existence? And, of course, Chris has been talking historically about these things for years, and we'll get him back on to cover this as well, Steve. He says, is it a coincidence that we are sold on the vitamins that have little effect on our health and the ones that are most beneficial are removed through refining and or dismissed as ineffective? You're asking the great questions. Absolutely good questions, and we should be asking them. Steve continues, considering what has been done in so many other areas, this is looking like another intentional action in the same vein as making cannabis illegal while holding patents on it for medicinal uses. Yes. See, you're engaging on all your brain cell cylinders when you start putting these dots together and connecting them. But then it's dismissed as a conspiracy theory, of course, if you talk about it in polite company. Now, the way I take it, you know, and I have to communicate these things a lot of hours on the radio each week, and I could go down that so-called conspiratorial road, and there'll be the overnight people will suddenly turn the show on during the day because that's what they're into. But it doesn't serve, I don't believe it serves you or anybody to just spend time dancing there because it's easily dismissed by those who don't want to engage in an intellectual discussion. From point A to point B to point C, cause and effect relationships. And it kind of is a place to get lost in a mental muck, if you will. Now, I'm not saying that these aren't genuine conspiracies. That is, two or more people conspiring in secret to achieve a goal that they're not telling you. That happens all of the time. That's part of life. That is life on planet Earth. But when you talk about it, especially when it threatens the status quo, it is dismissed via this term conspiracy theory, which was coined by the CIA to discredit people who actually have rational capacity of thought and intelligence, and they have curiosity, and they question things, especially authority and authoritarians. So having said all of that, I still back off and I go, you know what, maybe it doesn't even matter whether it was intentional or not, because whether it was an accident or whether it was intentional, does the outcome change? You know what I'm asking, Super D, right? Whether they conspired to make it happen or whether it happened because a bunch of doofus monkeys were making a typewriter and came out with a play, does the outcome shift, whether it was by design intent or was it accidental?
Yeah, the outcome was the same.
It's the same. Now, this doesn't mean that if it is intentional, you find those responsible for it and try to, you know, seek justice for it. But at the same time, those who seek justice for this get lost in the vengeance bandwagon or game, because those are great Hollywood movies, the vengeance movies. But in reality, if you spend your life seeking out vengeance to right these wrongs, you end up, what, harming yourself. So, yes, I believe on some level it is intentional. At the same time, it almost doesn't matter. And then we continue to proceed in educating each other, helping each other, and unplugging from their intentional design medical matrix. Steve says it has the same feeling in our political system, the appearance of influence, but without real power or effect. Does the government really do anything anymore without an ulterior motive? I know, so conspiracy, right? That's where he's going. Anyway, thoughts about the possible real intent of key vitamins, minerals, enzymes, hormones being removed, depleted, corrupted from our day to save lives? Really? Are they largely forgotten? Have they forgotten the real keys to our health and spiritual energy? No, they know what the real keys are. They know what the real keys are, Steve. At that level, at some level of control, it is by design. But the good news is, Steve, you no longer have to participate. You don't even have to invest your emotional energy like Democrats and even some of those Republicans up there. Disconnect from the medical matrix. Restore the energy that is right by your, well, by your birthright. It's your right. It's your right. And Steve AG, we'll keep rocking the health world as you are helping us to do. Great news from a 10-year-old doing great work. After this, we'll tell you about it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Never underestimate the power of an outraged 10-year-old to get stuff done. That's an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? If any of you have been parents, 10? What do you mean, an outraged 10-year-old getting stuff done? I'll explain in just a moment. But I want to remind you at the notes today, robertscatbell.com, you will check it out. As you scroll down, you'll find upcoming events. And I want to keep you guys plugged in. I know you asked me, when are you going to do something here? Well, we're going to keep adding them as we got them. And, of course, right now, the next one is coming up in August. The Cancer Prevention Convention, that's going to sell out. Ty Bollinger will be there. You know, everybody wants to see our buddy TMB, Dr. Tony Jimenez, Doc of Detox, Doc Newsom. I mean, it is an incredible full-day lineup. It's a Sunday, August 27th, and I'll be there as well broadcasting from the event. And so check it out. Links in the show notes, Cancer Prevention Convention. Then we talk about Food as Medicine, Curacao, September 17th through the 23rd. RB0700, if you sign up before the end of the month, before June 30th, you could save $300. Do sign up. If you're even remotely considering going, because you have until August 10th to decide, but sign up to guarantee you'll save $300, because this will be the trip of a lifetime. It'll be great. Then we have the Truth About Cancer together again in October, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Ty Bollinger and loads of others in Orlando, Florida. That will sell out too. So, folks, you got to act on these things. Don't wait around. And we'll be together again. All right. So what else we got? Yeah, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and an outraged 10-year-old. Why an outraged 10-year-old? Well, he went to a gravesite, and what he didn't see really got him going. Give a listen.
Young boys aren't easily appalled, but 11-year-old Preston Sharp sure knows the feeling.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
And disappointed.
So I'm really disappointed, yeah.
Preston's mom, April, says what upset her son so was visiting his grandpa's grave in Redding, California, and realizing not every veteran in the cemetery had a flag. April says even hours later, he was still harping on it.
I was like, son, if you're going to complain about something, you have to do something about it or let it go. And he's like, well, I'm going to do something about it, Mom.
Dude, that mom, I get where this guy, this kid, 11 now, is going. A mom like that says, you either quit your griping or do something about it, right? Let it go.
Right.
What does that say that this young man, what he ended up doing? I mean, you want to talk about, he sees his grandpa, a veteran, this cemetery with all these veterans in it, and they're all just, nobody's paying any attention to it. And it upset him. It upset him greatly. And he goes out to do something about it.
Next thing she knew, Preston was taking odd jobs and soliciting donations to buy flags and flowers for every veteran in his grandpa's cemetery. And when that cemetery was covered, he moved on to another, and then another. And here we are, 2 years and 23,000 graves later. And he does this every week, rain or shine, especially rain.
Why?
Like, they were out there in the rain doing their job, protecting us.
Yeah, like they're on the battlefield. Oh, it's raining. We can't do anything. No. I mean, this is a kid that gets it. And honoring those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. This is obviously, you know, a Memorial Day themed story, but my gosh, it could happen at any time of the day, night, or year. And you know what? Good deeds are infectious in a good way. We don't want to vaccinate against them. We want to be examples for them. And if an 11-year-old kid can make this difference, I bet other people are going to join in as well.
Thank you guys so much for coming out today.
Now, when word gets out that Preston will be at a cemetery, a lot of folks feel compelled to join in.
It's just amazing.
People like Vietnam veteran Fred Loveland.
What he's doing brings them out because they can't believe that a young man in this country is doing what he does.
Folks, I want you to think about what this 11-year-old has done, has inspired perhaps hundreds, if not thousands, of others to do the same or better. And I want you to think about the little experience that I just shared with you going to the vape shop and hearing a story of a doctor who helped out a man who couldn't walk through surgery, didn't charge him a dime to get him back on his feet. And I want you to think about how inspiring that is, how inspiring that kid is, and how you can inspire somebody else just by helping somebody in some small way. Because you know, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know a lot about healing now. Whether you have a degree or not, matters not. But if you listen to that still, quiet voice of spirit guiding you, if you're open to it, you'll be guided to help those in need, and you'll also be guided to get the help that you need. And the government can go to you know where, because you don't need them in this case. And don't let the Democrats convince you otherwise. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Advanced medicine coming up next with Dr. Rasha Bitar, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.